Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Life and tune.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with this economic back on Black America. And you know I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, the slogan for the show is, if there's power in numbers, is the positive change purchasing cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The positive change purchasing cooperative LLC serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the effects of high energy costs that are historically Black colleges and universities to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally. Also, they educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through talk radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This show is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you're listening to that initiative over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We are streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're scheduled to have Reverend Ambrose Carroll, who has been heading a national movement called Green the Church. Reverend Ambrose Carroll is building a powerful change through environmental justice. Now, we had him scheduled for today, but we're going to just go right ahead and open up and talk about some of the initiatives that Reverend Dr. Ambrose Carroll has been involved in a recent article which was published by Mr. Geoff Benders. This article was published on July 21st of this year, 2021. I met Reverend Dr. Ambrose Carroll when we both traveled to northern Minnesota in early June of 2021 to support the water protectors who are resisting the building of a pipeline called the Line 3 that will bring even more tar sand oil from Albuquerque, Canada to the Great Lakes. We were both there as part of an interfaith delegation in support of the indigenous leaders who are putting their bodies on the line to stop building of this pipeline that will cut right through treaty lands of the Ashkin people. You can find out more information. There's a link there. You can click on that. Ambrose is the pastor of the church by the side of the road in Berkeley, California. He has a long resume of being a pastor and a chaplain. He was Green Ball Fellow by Van Jones in Denver, Colorado. Working with the Green Jobs and Environmental Justice, he met Sally Ingraham, the founder of the Interfaith Power and Light, and realized there aren't many black churches who are part of the movement and realized that has to change. I wanted to speak with Pastor Ambrose because he and his are on the front lines of racial, social, and environmental justice. He talked about the inner spiritual work of love as well as the outer work of social and environmental justice. We can't do one without the other, he said. This is an ongoing story of environmental racism towards indigenous people of color who bear the disproportionate burdens. Of environmental racism towards indigenous people, environmental desegregation and disintegration of the population, but it's also a sign of hope that as we stand in solidarity with indigenous brothers and sisters, we are also recognizing and standing with BIPOC commitments near and far. Just a note, I'm speaking to Pastor Ambrose outside of the Treaty People's Gathering event, so you will hear voices and other noises in the background. I hope you will enjoy the conversation that I had with Reverend Ambrose. The Green Church has a National Environmental Summit, Green Lessons from Black Wall Street Infrastructure and Agriculture in Equity Form, which is planned. Now, we are hoping to be joined by Reverend Ambrose shortly. If not, we will curtail our 90-minute show today, and we'll be doing a 60-minute show, and we'll be moving right on into other topics of discussion. But you know, if you join us on a regular basis, this call-in number for this show is 646-668-2948. Once again, you know the call-in number for the show. If you join us on a regular basis, it's 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. We are looking at dealing with the issue of climate change. And I don't have to tell anyone living in the U.S., if you stick your head out your door here in the nation's capital today, it will be over 100 degrees. So there's a heat advisory out there. So we want our people to be very, very careful in moving around. And in this extreme heat wave, there is a heat advisory in place here in the Washington DMV market area. And if you've got any pets or animals outside, you know you're going to have to try to make sure there's plenty of water and try to stay hydrated in this heat wave. So climate change is very, very real, ladies and gentlemen, and we all know this. Now, it's staying in the topic of discussion right now. We're going to just go ahead and sort of discuss some of the things that the Green, the church movement, is being is involved in. Their vision and mission to be the largest repository and catalyst for environmental and sustainability movement for black church community worldwide. The Green, the Church, is a sustainability initiative designed to tap into the power and purpose of the black church community and expand the role of the churches and centers for environmental and economic resilience. These are a number of the issues that the Green, the Church movement, in fact, has identified as priorities, and you'll be able to get more information on these on that by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. You can scroll over to our news and events tab, and you want to look at the article entitled Reverend Dr. Ambrose Curl, Building Power and Change Through Environmental Justice. And you click on the blue link there, and it will take you right into that article, and we'll be able to move and gather more information and data that we have provided for our listening audience and for whomever wants to consume this valuable information going on. Now, we had broken this show down in segments as it relates to having Reverend Curl here this morning. And as we know, he's on the West Coast and we're on the East Coast. And we got the confirmation back that he would be able to join us today. But we know that things happen, so if we don't get Reverend Curl here, we'll reach out for him in a future date. But we want to sort of move right on forward with what we, some of the areas of topics that we were going to discuss with him. One would be amplifying green technology, promoting sustainable practices, the Ambassador Institute, which we were hoping that we would have him at least for 60 minutes today to sort of hit on and discuss those subject matters with our listening audience. But we haven't been joined by him as of yet. So we're going to continue on with our show. We're going to take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we prepare to bring you another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We'll be right back after this.
Singing, why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You know I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and every Wednesday we bring this platform to you near and wide over the World Wide Web by way of Blog Talk Radio. We are also broadcasting via and streaming via Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And you'll be able to get this information by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. You'll be able to get that information by logging on to positivechangepc.com. Now, as we were discussing the virtual national virtual summit by the Green the Church organization, Green Lessons from Black Wall Street, Infrastructure, Agriculture, and Equity. They're going to be hosting this virtual summit, which will be Sunday, October the 10th, 2021, through Wednesday, October 13th of 2021. And you can register by logging on to our website and going to our news and events tab and clicking on the link that will say Dr. Ambrose Curl, Building Power for Change and Environmental Justice. And you will see several links, and you'll see one thing that is discussed there, which lays out their mission by the founder of Green the Church Movement. Now, we're going to sort of play a video from Reverend Curl, because we haven't been joined by him this morning, so you'll be able to hear his voice on this particular video, and they'll be starting right as we speak. King up right now. We seem to be having a That is Reverend Curl singing one of our, what we know as, called as Negro spirituals.
On the path. They sit in this fertile land. Eons ago was under siege. These great sucked up yoke. Their branches reach into the ethos.
We're still having a little technical difficulty with the sound here in the studio, but that was Reverend Ambrose Curl speaking as he... Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do, we're going to keep on moving with our scheduled program today. We seem to be having some technical difficulties here with this particular format this morning, and we apologize for that, but we're going to keep, as the little folks say, we're going to keep it on here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, there are a number of links that you will be able to find under the article entitled Reverend Dr. Ambrose Curl, Building Power for Change and Environmental Justice. And that will be one of those particular links where he's speaking. You can also find a link of concerning the Black Lives Matter, GTC volunteer jobs opportunities, other green opportunities. Connect with them. Arrow, Blue Arrow, which is a live link that will enable you to do that. TC ally, become a GTC ambassador. Become a GTC ambassador for a congregation. Become a DC advocate. Volunteer job opportunities. Log in. Now, all these live links you will find under Ring the Church, home, articles, new testimonials, and resources. So all that information is here on our platform at positivechangepc.com. Please click on the news and events tab and scroll down to the specific article. Now, this particular summit is scheduled to have, as I indicated, it will be running Sunday, October the 10th, 2021, through Wednesday, October the 13th, 2021. And you'll have the honorary chair, Reverend Dr. Gerald L. Dooley, Interfaith Power and Light, board chair, pastor of the Emeritus Providence Missionary Baptist Church of Atlanta, Georgia. He will be one of the speakers at this event. You also will have at the GTC Summit, honoree Mrs. Toria Cal. She is a State Outreach Director for Faith in Place, adjunct professor at and co-founder of Co-Womanist Institute. She will also be one of the presenters at this event. You will find the agenda for the event and program Sunday evening from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, Monday daytime and evening sessions, Tuesday daytime and evening sessions, Wednesday daytime and evening sessions. Also, there is a registration fee of $100. Go back to the past, bring forward to the front, and it has the emblem of the Sankofa bird, and you'll be able to click on that and register if you're interested in participating in that particular summit. As I said, the cost for this particular virtual summit will be $100 registration. For students, it's $25. Okay, so for more information, coming event sponsor, exhibitor, please click, and there's a blue link for there. Interested volunteers, opportunities for the event, you can click there. So there is a host of events that Green the Church has been putting on and will continue to put on in the near future. But as we know how things work in the media business, you know, things happen and we don't always get folks who we have scheduled for these events, but we have prepared for them, and we like to get the information on out to our listening audience about the guests we're having, because as we say, we often provide whoever we're going to be bringing on the airways. You will find something under our news and events tab at positivechangepc.com, which I think that the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative has been an invaluable resource for the African American community. And we are pushing forward, trying to get this show where it can be syndicated and taken to the next level. We reached out and sent a letter to Dr. Kathy Hughes, who's the owner of the Urban One Radio Network and TV One Radio Network. Their flagship station here in Washington, D.C. on the AM dial is 1450 AM. On the FM dial is 95.9 FM. So we're still working on that aspect of trying to identify the necessary funding to get this show where it can be heard over the airways of one of our leading and only national syndicated black top radio formats in the country, which is the Radio One, Urban One Radio Network, which we, if you live in the DMV market area, you're very familiar with the long 40-year history of WOL. And if you're not in the area, well, most people are familiar with TV One because it's on the cable dial by a provider near you. And I'll put it like that, not necessarily just advertising for the Urban One Network or Radio or TV One, because they speak for themselves every day. Now, we know that there are a number of things going on that will impact our community as it relates to the African-American community in the renewable energy sector. And one of those things was recently discussed with the American Association of Blacks in Solar Summit. There was a representative summit here, webinar series, Congressional Progress Report. And that particular summit was aired, and people were able to watch that summit. If you're not familiar with the American Association of Blacks in Energy, a very close associate and dear friend of mine, Brother Tracy Woods, who's their vice president and CEO of operations. We often talk about different initiatives that are impacting the African-American community. Now, their mission is to provide direct input into the deliberations and developments of energy policy, regulations, emerging technologies, and environmental issues. They have a lovely website, and we're going to key up a recent form, and you're listening to it now. As we're sort of fast tracking, try to get some of the presenters so you as we can see. This was held, but it seemed as though they pulled down their actual audio on this particular webinar that was with a. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue to move right on forward here on Solar Now and the future with this economic impact on Black America this morning. So what we were going to discuss is looking at some of the things that were being discussed. They were joined by Mary Martin, Chief Counsel for Energy and Environment at the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, and Scott Malta, Senior Policy Advisor at the U.S. House of Representatives here in Washington, D.C. Of course, the interim president and CEO of ABE is Mr. Ralph Cleveland. I'm going to reach out to see if we can get him on one of our podcasts in the very, very near future, because I'd like to sort of hear from Mr. Cleveland. Now, we haven't reached out to him since he has taken this position as the former head of ABE, who Mrs. Paula Glover, who has moved on to head an organization called the Alliance on Energy here in Washington, D.C., one of the older organizations that is called the Alliance to Save Energy, which is based here in Washington, D.C. They've been doing work on the Hill for a number of years. Now, You know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Most of you who join us on a regular basis, you know after calling that call-in number, you know you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number so we'll be able to move that needle forward. Now, as we are preparing these shows every week, we also always have a litany of information for our listening audience, and we're going to sort of, being that we weren't joined by Reverend Curl today, to sort of give more impetus to the information that I have already provided for you on Green the Church and their organization. But we're going to sort of jump right into our news and events tab, and we're going to look at a number of the topics and things that strongly our community needs to be focusing on. And we know that everything starts with energy and everything ends with energy. And it's been a litany of things that are happening. But right here in the Washington, D.C. area, I had the privilege of speaking with Mr. Daniel White, who is a community engagement specialist for the Department, energy specialist with the Department of Energy and Environment. And we talked about a notice of funding availability for the Solar Works DC District Low Income Solar PV Systems Installation and Job Training Program. Now, you're going to be able to find that at the top of our news and events tab. You can click right on that green button, on the blue button rather, and you'll see DOEE is seeking eligible entities to submit applications to implement the Solar Works DC at low-income solar PV systems installation and job training program for 150 underserved and underemployed district residents ages 18 and older. The training will be to gain knowledge and experience needed in the solar installation and work all phases of the solar industry and related fields. The RFA seeks proposals to expand, build on the existing program through implementation of the Creative Innovation and Effective Year-Round Solar Training and Installation Program. SolarWorks DC provides trainings, classroom education, and hands-on experience by installing solar PV systems on low-income eligible homes and small multifamily dwellings. Beginning August 20th, 21, the full text of the request for application will be available. A person may obtain a copy of the RFA by any of the following means. Download it from the attached documents. There is a link there, a request for SolarWorks DC at dc.gov, request RFA 2021 through 2023, EA, the subject line. The deadline for application is September the 20th. Online applications may be stamped by, must be stamped by 11:59 p.m. On the date of application is due. Email the complete applications to SolarWorks DC21 at dc.gov. Now, you'll be able to get that information by going to our website and clicking on the News and Events tab. And we're going to take a slight pause for the clause, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be back to bring you more information here on the platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we take another slight pause for the cause here on another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Song, what's saying? sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, this show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC. And you know, the slogan for the show is this power and none of this, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation, design, workforce development, training companies. To address the effects of higher energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impact of climate change and the need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You know, the show is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Broadhero Talk Show Initiative. It is also brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And you can get more information on Blacks in Solar by logging on to BLACKINSLOAR, blacksinsolar.org. The website is basically right now we have a template there with some articles, but you'll be able to get some information on some things that are impacting what's going on in the right now in the implementation of this infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. Now, and we know that recently the $1.5 trillion bill, which is called, I refer to it as the GOP, which stands for gas, oil, and petroleum interest, which is backed by, as we know, the Republican Party. And if you look at the real gunslingers on Capitol Hill, they're called lobbyists. And you look at who is in whose pocket based on how much money is going to campaigns, and it's no secret that the legislation has been passed that we got the best Congress money can buy. And that's real, ladies and gentlemen. It seems to be an issue because we know politics drives everything. It determines who gets what, which is sort of segments into the next aspect of our discussion here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, if you want to join us, you can join us by logging on to, you know, positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com, and you can click on our news and events tab. And once you click on that news and events tab, you're going to see another interesting article. Democrats introduce John Lewis voting law to restore the Voting Rights Act. And if you haven't been under a rock, which I think not only the GOP or the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, but both parties seem to think that the African-American community is going to continue to show up at the polls and vote in untold numbers to put them in power versus those who have made it clear that they care as much about us as we care about them, which is the Republican Party. Biden seems to want to have it both ways. They've done legislation moves. The first thing they moved on was for the LGBT interests. Now, I basically have no hang-ups with folks who identify as LGBT. They have the right to do so, and we have it in all aspects of human existence called the human race. People who identify themselves in that genre of not music, but life. But it burns me up that the African-American community, we continue to still have to fight for the right to even go to the polls to be able to elect our American community to look out after our own interests. You know, everybody wants to use this game called diversity, these words, communities of color. Well, all the communities of color is fine, but everybody looks out for their own community of color except the African-American community, because we're being always asked to look at, we elect our black officials, and I don't just legislate or govern for the African-American community. I govern for the whole community. But your rear end would not be in office if it was not for the fact that the African-American community voted you in. Because our officials, unless they're from a demographics of a market where they have a majority ethnicity group that's not African-American, very few African-American elected officials come from those market demographics. So the African-American community, we're the ones who elect our officials. When they get in office, they talk about everything but us. Now, we know that Reverend Al Sharpton, who is head of the National Action Network, is leading a national voting rights march this coming Saturday here in Washington, D.C. Yours truly will be front and center. We're going to try to sort of position ourselves so, because we're not going to be able to do all that walking at my age from H Street, 15th and H, down to the in front of the Capitol Monument. So I'm going to try to find a way I can position myself where I can be there with everyone. But I guess I'm going to have to catch the train over to that area, because with this Delta variant out here, you got to be very, very careful about your health and what's going on, because it's very clear to me that everything that they're talking about, take the jab, and I'm healthy and I'm blessed. And I try to keep my immune system by eating properly and getting the proper rest. But, you know, I don't have to tell you about stress in America. It's a experience that goes on for the African-American community 24-7. Now, if anyone wants to join us, please do, but we're going to sort of drill down. House Democrats introducing long-awaited updated legislation on Tuesday to reauthorize the section of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that has been gutted in recent years by the Supreme Court conservative majority. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, H.R. 4, named for the late congressman and civil rights champion, is meant to undo Supreme Court's ruling that gave states jurisdiction over more leeway to put restrictions on voting rights that are now being enacted at an alarming rate. The latest version of the legislation creates a new formula for identifying and discrimination election practices in states and jurisdictions previously covered by the Voting Rights Act. Pre-clearance provisions, which would allow the Department of Justice to review local laws of discrimination prior to their enactment. The bill also reinstates provisions in Voting Rights Act recently gutted by the court's decision, BRNOBICH versus the DNC decision that enabled judicial review over the election laws was enacted. Representative Terry Swell, Democrat from Alabama, the bill's chief sponsor, unveiled the new bill in front of the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, the site of the 1965 Bloody Sunday Civil Rights March, where Alabama troopers beat protesters, including John Lewis. Then the leader of the Student Nonviolent Coordinator Committee fractured his skull. The march and the attack on demonstrators led Lyndon Baines Johnson to call for Congress to pass the Voting Rights Act, which made Jim Crow elections laws illegal in former Confederacy and other jurisdictions with a history of discrimination. The right to vote is the most sacred and fundamental right we enjoy as American citizens, and one that foot soldiers fought, bled, and died for in my hometown of Selma, Alabama, Sewell said in a statement. Today, old battles have become new again, and we face the most vicious assault on the right to vote in a generation. It's clear federal oversight is urgently needed. Terry Swell of Alabama speaking at a rally introducing the 2019 version of the H.R. 4 Voting Rights Advancement. She introduced the new version in 2021. The bill to be reauthorized, but that gutted the voting rights section named after John Lewis, who died in 2020. Democrats began work on the legislation after Supreme Court's 2013 Selma County versus Holder decision that declared the existing preclearance formula of identifying discrimination election practices outdated and unconstitutional. Well, now you know what COVID 45, known as Donald L. Trump, left for us. Now, since the Democrats regained control of the House in 2018, the midterms they have held a series of committee hearings and drafted new preclearance formulas while building legislation records showing a necessity when the new law vote almost be judicially challenged. In a report outlining the needs for new preclearance formulas, the Committee on the House Administration details six aspects of the new modern election laws that are discriminatory and should be reviewed under the Voting Rights Act, while also asserting Congress' constitutional authority to enact legislation to prevent such discrimination. The practices include voter roll purges, voter identification and citizenship requirements, lack of access to language assistance, polling place closures, changes in wait times, limited access to early or non-election day voting, and changes to judiciary boundaries and redistricting. Now, these are serious things, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you want to join me in this conversation, you can by dialing 646-668-2948. Once again, you can dial us at 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in button. And we're going to be, as I said, we had originally scheduled this show for 90 minutes. We're going to be closing this edition in about 8 minutes. So if you want to join us today, you still got time by calling, once again, 646-668-2948. Once again, you can join us once again by dialing 646-668-2948. There is so much going on, you know, and everybody has their agenda. But my thing is, when we go and vote and we fight for the right to vote, what's in the deal for us? Now, the Biden administration put forth a Justice Party initiative, which is no more than an unfunded mandate by Congress. Now, the fight is on. The House just passed the so-called Human Infrastructure Bill on yesterday. It was a $3.5 trillion bill. I am going to touch upon what was promised and what was left out. It's real, ladies and gentlemen, that this Justice Party initiative is no more than the 40 Acres and a Mule initiative by Abraham Lincoln, which the African American community never got. We have to be very, very clear on what our ASK, our ask is when it comes to Congress, and specifically there being carve-outs and set-asides in this renewable energy sector as it relates to the African-American community. We always played one group against the other group, and they get one of us who is quote-unquote out front, who's supposed to speak for all of us and really speaks to nobody for nobody but their own interests. So that person becomes very, very wealthy, and everybody else is supposed to cheerlead this individual. Now, I am dealing with a lot of those issues right now as it relates to being president of the National Association of Blacks in Solar, which is another hat that I wear other serving as the CEO and president of the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative. Because of the nature of how things are done, and we know of how this system can decide who they're going to provide access to and with, you have to be very, very, very diligent in what you are doing and working on. And one thing you don't have any more of is time. So it's very important for us to look at those aspects of where we are, where we're going, and how we're going to get plan of action and execution. So with that being said, you can join us by dialing 646-668-2948. Once again, you can dial us by dialing 646-668-2948. One thing that we do know, that politics does determine who gets how much of what, when, and where. And this is why this aspect of what we are doing as we speak is so important. Now, once again, call 646-668-2948. Now, we're going to sort of switch gears here. We're going to take another slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we prepare to sort of end another exciting edition. I apologize to our listening audience that we weren't able to get Reverend Dr. Ambrose Curl on the airways today, but we'll reach out to him again in the future, and we'll move on from there. Okay? So once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number.
Someone singing, I can sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. We're going to provide a few minutes for our callers to call in to sort of share what they want to share with our listening audience concerning some of the issues and some of the things that we discussed on the show today before we end this episode of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. So once again, the lines are open at 646-668-2948. Remember to please press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. We're going to sort of switch gears and look at a list under our news and events tab, and we're going to provide a group of strongly recommend that our listening audience go to our website at positivechangepc.com and review this information. One of those is FDA grants full approval for the Pfizer vaccine. Critics blast agency for lack of data and scientific debate for not providing any public comment on the Pfizer approval. Ohio's next for adult use of legalization, which talks about cannabis and opportunities coming in the cannabis industry. And I think that you'll find that quite interesting if you want to know what that has to do with renewable energy. The cannabis industry spent $9 billion for energy to grow cannabis in the U.S. in fiscal year 2019. So they're definitely in need for off-takers in this arena for African-American based solar installation and design firms that are interested in building large-scale solar power plants. Now, as we scroll down, you will look at this week in energy, how wholesale power markets work in renewable integrated study. I think this is a very, very interesting article that we put together. We didn't put together, but it was put together by a group called E&E News. And it's a very, very interesting article, Uncertainty on Reconciliation as House Returns. This speaks to the reconciliation process and how they're going to try to get this $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill passed. Community solar projects launched in Montgomery County. With this is the article on the Green Bank of Montgomery County. I think you find that quite interesting. If you in the DMV market area, specifically if you're a resident of Montgomery County, solar could be 40% of the U.S. generation by 2035, but it needs more investment. White House report finds, this was published on August 20th of 2021. So today is the 25th. So this is almost say real fresh off the press, okay? Of course, the topic of discussion about Reverend Dr. Ambrose Curl, Building Power for Change, Environmental Justice. And there's an article about the Q-Cell opened this largest solar factory in the Western Hemisphere. I uploaded this even though if this was a 2019 article on this Korean plant that was being, that has been opened in Dalton, Georgia. It is the largest manufacturer of solar panels in the Northern Hemisphere. We're going to be reaching out to folks on that from Q-Cell, see if we can get them onto this platform, as well as we're sending a letter as relates to our membership base for NAM members. And AIDS webinar series, Congressional Progress Report, solar comparison shopping get easier for D.C. residents thanks to the Department of Energy and Environment partnership with Inner Sage. Solar workforce priorities and vision. This is something that the recent webinar that was put on by the Department of Energy. Clean Cities Coalition. U.S. electric transportation workforce set to double by 2024. Innovation leadership. Embracing EV adoption programs to boost tenant satisfaction and occupant rates on, this is Cheryl Pons, very dynamic African-American sister here in Washington, D.C., who is the founder of Diatech Corporate, and we're going to have her on the Easy Airways next week, so you can look forward to that. Also, we're going to Made in America, Advanced Energy Opportunity for American Manufacturers. So there are a litany of articles under our news and events tab, ladies and gentlemen. And as we close out this program, ladies and gentlemen, we want people to understand that you can go to our GoFundMe link and you'll find information on our HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And we are right now doing some serious research, looking at grant opportunities, trying to make sure we can identify funding for this platform, because it's time to take this to the next level. So we're doing research right now on trying to get our budgets together and looking at a home for solar now and the future with its economic impact on Black America, because it's time to take this program, as I've indicated, to the next level. So you can get more information by logging on to PositiveChangePC.com. Please click on our news and events tab and go over to our GoFundMe link. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to another close of another episode of Solar Now and the Future for this Economic Impact. And we don't want you to meet us here next week. You want us to meet us back here. Until next week, we say go in peace as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. Okay.
on saying, why don't you say it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.